Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Well, hey, friends. Welcome to today's episode where we're going to be doing part one of 25 side hustles for real estate agents. So you guys know the drill. If you are with us on Facebook in the group, click the little link for StreamYard to give access to your profiles so we can see who's commenting. So like I said, today we're going to be doing just part one, and next Tuesday we're going to be doing part two because I realized this was going to be an extremely long episode and I don't want to do that to everybody. I know y'all got lots of stuff to do today. So as real estate agents, you guys and myself have a lot of really unique skill sets and connections that you can leverage into some really great side hustles. Now, with the holidays coming up, this could be an extra way to add some extra income into your bank accounts. Now, you guys already know the regular ways to make money in real estate working with buyers and sellers, but this is going to be a little bit different off of that, okay? So we've gone through and compiled the list of our 25 favorite side hustles for agents. And before we get into those actual topics, I just want to talk about what makes a really good additional stream of income. Okay. So, and I also want to be clear that this is not intended to replace your job as a real estate agent, at least maybe not yet, depending, you know, where they take you, or if you find you have a new passion for something, then absolutely that could happen. Okay. But intentionally, that's not, you know, what we're starting for. But we're just looking to strengthen your position and your value and maybe even your income as a real estate agent, and also possibly generate more leads for your real estate business. We're looking to strategically build additional income streams that will provide cash flow for the long term, right? It might start slow right now, but it will grow. So what does a good additional income stream look like? First and foremost, it should serve your clients and your prospects coming from a good place, right? It should diversify your incomes so that you have some protection against changes in the real estate market. Or I would think that over the last 2 years, you know, with COVID and everything that happened with that, nothing is guaranteed, right? So just diversifying your income can be very helpful so that you're not set on one way of making money, right? So next, it shouldn't take a crazy amount of your time to start. You don't want to let your real estate business fall in pursuing these other types of revenue streams that is not bringing you in revenue at any time. So it should also be inexpensive to get started because you don't want to take all your money and put it into something else right away, especially if it's going to take a long time to get started. It should also be easy to be managed, right? As real estate agents, we don't have a lot of spare time to be putting in extra stuff. So this is, you know, very important that it's not going to take a lot of extra time. So having multiple streams of income is one of the keys to building wealth, right? Side hustles are a great way to add extra income streams to your business and one of the easiest ways. So side hustle number one is probably the most common one that a lot of real estate agents get into, and that's buying a rental property, right? Real estate investing is one of the six pillars of wealth for real estate agents, and owning rental properties is the most popular form of real estate investing. When you invest in a real estate rental property, you purchase the property and you hold it to rent on and rent out to tenants for passive income. So the rental income will then pay your mortgage if you have one and cover ownership expenses. That's the goal of it. And it will provide you with a steady stream of income. And a lot of people over the last couple of years with the market being so good have sold a lot of their rental properties. So that also made a lot of different revenue to come in because they made a huge profit off of it. So the only ongoing investments with a rental property is handling the maintenance taxes, and any issues with your tenants, renter turnovers, repairs, anything like that. Also with, the property managers. So real estate agents have obviously a huge advantage when it comes to buying rental properties because you already have an extensive knowledge of the market and you also see everything when it comes on first, right? So real estate agents can also make commissions when you buy a property. So you can either take the commission or use it towards the purchase price. I'm also going to throw into this rental category that Airbnb is. I don't think it really needs its own category because, I mean, it's still, a rental. It's just a shorter term rental than your typical 1 year rental. Okay. But just like your regular rental properties, the Airbnbs have taken over like crazy. And everybody who had regular rental properties with long-term tenants in them are using them as Airbnbs because they've found that having somebody in the home for a shorter period of time and charging more per day was giving them more revenue than renting it out for the entire month or, the year because they were charging so much more money. So the Airbnbs were becoming more profitable. So with the Airbnbs in mind, I'm not going to talk a lot about Airbnbs because it's not really my specialty. We do have an expert that will be coming on in a couple of weeks to talk about Airbnbs, but there are different, rules and regulations. So that's something that you would have to investigate in the town and the subdivision, and check out all those restrictions that are available for those. So side hustle number two goes right along with the rental properties, and that's flipping properties, right? So I know that the market is kind of crazy right now, so it's kind of hard to find investment properties to flip, but this is a really great revenue stream if you can make it work and if you can do the work yourself or you have people who do the work fast and good quality and for an affordable price, right? So you already have a lot of the tools to flip a property properly because you probably have the right vendors in place and you know when you can find a property that you could flip to make that additional profit. You know how to run the comps, what the cost to rehab the property would look like, and the entire process would be a lot easier for you than it would be for Joe Schmo up the street, right? And if you buy and to flip a property local, you can keep your eye on the progress because you'd be right there. So you can keep an eye on the contractors and everybody working in it, right? Side hustle number three, property management. So this one is, I think, probably one of the hardest ones on here because so much stuff can happen with property management. But it can be a great choice for the right person with the right tools and the right staff in place, right? So a lot of agents are great property managers, but sometimes you don't get great tenants, right? You don't always, need to know how to fix things that are broken. You just need to have those preferred vendors, partners, plumbers and contractors and stuff that can do that, the right staff on hand, the right handyman. Property management can be hard though, because if you have to remove tenants, that entire process can be lengthy, can be expensive, and they don't always take care of the property. So a lot of times when somebody moves out, the owner and you have to worry about, replacing carpet or getting the house painted, okay? Property managers typically are paid 10% of the property's monthly gross rental. So this is something that you could try your hand at. And depending on your state, your licensing for that, it varies, obviously. In North Carolina, we're a broker state, which means our license allows us to do a lot of things. Commercial, property management, short-term, rentals, and residential sales, all the good stuff, right? So property management might be something that you want to try your hand at and making, monthly income commissions from that. It can also be a great insight into property ownership if you were to buy rental properties. So side hustle number four is YouTube. Now, a lot of people don't think about using YouTube to make money. They, in the regular sense, they think of it as more of like lead generating to make money on the back end, right? But a YouTube channel can give you a platform to generate income in multiple ways. First, you can earn money directly through affiliate links promoting other people's products or ads and sponsored posts. Or you can use YouTube as a launching point for your product or a service or something that you're trying to do. Or you can simply use it to serve your clients and attract new prospects and leads. But you would have to niche down your YouTube channel to find the perfect audience, because the person who you're going to be, you know, using affiliate links and ads to might not be the same person that you're just trying to generate buyer and seller leads with. So that's something, you know, you'd have to really focus in on. Another thing is, you could also on your YouTube channel, you know, you could do, because you're a real estate agent, you have a lot of extra experience in different areas, and you could create step-by-step how-to videos with common, like, do-it-yourself home repair types of things or do-it-yourself remodeling or design tips, and start a whole YouTube series, right? So that was something fun for some creative people. If you have that in your blood and you're interested in that part of the creativity. Side five hustle would be property tax appeals. I lost my voice. Property tax appeal is a completely untapped agent revenue stream. And depending on the market and your state tax laws, you can make good money helping people appeal their property taxes. So it's actually quite simple. Property taxes are usually based on the county that the property is in, the county assessor's estimation of the value of the property. But assessors, they are often wrong in their amount of their tax value, right? Because they apply a broad value across, you know, these subdivisions and towns, and they increase these by whatever guidelines that they have. They can't possibly value each property individually every year, right? So this really involves a very simple property valuation. Most states don't even require an appraisal to counterproduce this. So you could complete as a real estate professional and present on your valuation your findings of the county's taxing authority by doing the property valuation, which is what, like, a CMA guys, right? Or, you know, just creating some sort of presentation with them of your value of the property because you're an expert. And quite often the value presentation can even be presented via email or by phone, and you might not even need to, like, go down to the county offices and have a meeting for these. And what you can do for your clients is you could charge them a flat fee for this service, but you're often better off charging a percentage of the tax savings, because if it's, you know, $30,000, it might be better to charge the percentage, right, than like $200 to do the report. Homeowners are much more likely to work with you if they can pay you out of their tax savings instead of paying you up front. So if you're like zero money up front, you can pay me when I save you money. A lot of tax professionals do this for CPAs. Like, if they save you money on your taxes, they just take a percentage of it. And the brilliance of adding this type of income stream to your business is that property tax appeal cycles run with real estate sales, right? So when sales are up, there's less opportunity for sales tax appeals. But when sales are down, because of the market downturn, tax appeals go through the roof. So that's really interesting, I thought, when I was doing a lot of research for this episode. And I thought this was really, really an untapped side hustle here. So I think that's a really great idea, because I know a lot of people, when the new tax evaluations come out, and people just, you know, they lose their top on that. So it's an awesome service to add to help people, right? So side hustle number six. Talked a little bit about this in YouTube, but it's affiliate marketing. And if you don't know what affiliate marketing, it's when you promote someone else's product or service or social media page, or other YouTube channel or website or blog, anything linking to an online store or page, and someone makes a purchase through your link, then that company pays you a commission, a percentage on the sale, right? So you can easily use your favorite social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, wherever you're already at. And this is what a lot of influencers do, right? they partner with a lot of other companies and they promote their brands and then they get a percentage, or they pay them, you know, upfront to do so many posts and market their business for them. And this is a great way to grow your following on the social media platforms. And it can tie into other side hustles like blogging to increase your income. You just never know what you can find out and get into and might find a connection that you fall in love with. Number 7, ebooks and digital products. Digital assets are things that you can create and sell online, such as ebooks, courses, designs, templates are really big right now, spreadsheets, photographs, workbooks, etc. The value of the digital assets is the information that is provided in them, right? It's not like the physical product. So digital products can be one of the most easy side hustles because you create the product one time and you sell it multiple times over and over and over and over because it's not a physical product. So you don't have to worry about shipping. You don't have to worry about producing this product. You don't have to worry about the time-consuming parts of it because you already have it. You're ready to go. So since you're already an expert in real estate, it's very easy to create a customer base using your credibility as a real estate agent. There are a lot of agents that have started making social media templates and they sell them now for other real estate agents. So depending, you know, where you fall into that, if you are creative, again, Canva has been a really great place for people to make and sell templates. You'll need to spend some time and money up front in creating your digital assets, and then you can sell them online marketplaces like Etsy is a really big one. Amazon KDP is for ebooks where you want to sell those. And then there's a lot of places like Udemy for online courses. So if you want to make an online course for, you know, do-it-yourself home sellers, you know, preparing their home for sale, you could put an online course on there. The reason why digital assets are, you know, a great side hustle is because, like I said, you create that product one time, you can sell it over and over and over. And there's not a lot of businesses where you can do that because that is true passive income, right? So number 8, I think, is a really cool, fun one. And that is new home photo shoots. Nowadays, you know, everybody is wanting to take pictures of every type of, you know, event and milestone in their life. So why not a new home? Buyers would absolutely be interested in a new home photo shoot. It could be anything from just a few shots of the buyers, you know, posing on the front porch in front of the front door, accepting the keys or at closing, walking in the front door, or it could be a whole moving day. It could be a whole shoot to capture the drama of actually moving into the property, what that looks like that day. Or you could do an in-the-life shoot of the buyers doing domestic things like, you know, cooking in their new home or, you know, whatever it is that you guys decide with the buyers. It would be really fun. And you may already have some really great photography skills. And if you don't, it's a great way to partner up with a local photographer. In our area, we have a lot of military. We have a lot of military bases around. And one of the things is a lot of military spouses get into photography. So that's a really great way to connect with them and bring them in, right? Side hustle number 9, lead generation for other agents. So lead generation can be one of the most challenging parts of our real estate business. And if you're really good at lead generation, or you have that type of personality that doesn't mind doing that, where other people, you know, struggle at it a lot, it's a great asset for you to be able to use to, you know, have an extra side hustle. And if you're good at paid lead generation, like using Facebook ads or Google ads, you can help other agents do the same thing for a one-time fee or even a monthly fee. You can run their ads for them. You can have a little mini ad service. You can set them up on a monthly program where you manage their ads and keep getting paid every month, right? Residual income. If you get really good at generating quality leads and volume, you can even consider turning your lead generation side into a full-fledged team of agents running these ads for other agents, okay? Number 10, I think this one is really, really good for lead generation. This is delivering food with DoorDash and other companies like Grubhub or Uber Eats, right? So I think this is a great opportunity for real estate agents who are looking for a flexible side hustle because you make your own hours, you do what you want to do. And it's a great way to connect with businesses because you have to go into all these businesses to pick up the food, right? And it's a great way to connect with people in your community because you're meeting people and talking to people the entire time. So that's a really great lead generation way. So, side hustle number 11, building your revenue share. Revenue share is a new concept that real estate companies are beginning to incorporate into their business models in order to stimulate growth for both agents and the companies. For real estate agents, revenue share is where your brokerage shares its earnings with their agents for introducing other agents into their company. Generally, revenue share is paid from the brokerage to the agents based on the gross commission income, okay, earned by the agents you introduce to the company. For agents to start participating in revenue share, the first thing they must do is find a brokerage that offers this model. Now, this is not after profit is paid and bills are paid from the company. This is directly off of just commissions only. So this only works if people actually sell real estate, okay? There are a lot of ways to grow your revenue share, and many agents have found success by connecting with their existing network of real estate agents in their local markets and showing their benefits. But you don't have to just stick to one method of doing that. And there are a lot of different companies. So your first step is just to find, a company that already has that built in for you. And that's, one of those things where you do something one time and you make money off of it from the long run. So the next side hustle kind of goes with the food delivery of the DoorDash and the Grubhub and the Uber Eats, right? This one is driving for Uber or Lyft. Just like, going with the food delivery services, it's, another freelance service where you make your own hours, you do your own thing when it works for you, and you make money in addition to your real estate business, right? And by driving for Uber and Lyft, it's a great way to meet people in your community. I mean, every time I've taken an Uber or something, we always talk to the driver, what are you doing? How long you been doing this? And that's, a great time to, if you're the driver, to be like, oh, well, I'm in real estate, so I just do this part-time, and develop those relationships again, right? That's what it's all about, always about lead generating. So that is the first 12 of them. We're going to go over the rest of them next Tuesday because the list was really, really long and I don't want to overwhelm anybody, but I hope some people got some really good ideas of things that they might be able to add into their business or add as an additional service or something to do when business is slow or in their free time, right? So I hope everybody has a great Tuesday and I will see you all next Tuesday.